We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, Robert Height, whose 3.807 second pass at the national record speed of 339.87 miles per hour from Friday earned him his third number one of the season, 52nd of his career. You're coming off a win. You jumped to third in points, setting a national record. You've got to be feeling pretty good about yourself right now.
Yeah, things are definitely going the right direction for us. You know, it's a big deal. Everybody wants to talk about sweeping the swing. And, you know, we got one leg down. And to come in here and, you know, get low ET, set, you know, the quickest run in history, that's pretty awesome. What makes that even more special, though, and I didn't mention it last night, is that this really is my home track. You know, I grew up north of here, about 6 hours in Northern California, and the first national event I ever attended was right here. So I've been to every single national event here, either as a fan, a crew member, and now as a driver. So only won it once as a driver, and want to do it again. But I also won it with Jimmy Prock. So we're back together. And, you know, that last run there, you can see John Force, he was the class of the field. That was an impressive run he put down. But I'm just glad that, you know, our Auto Club Chevy made it down the track this last run, because you don't want to go into Sunday, no matter if you're number one, no matter what position it is, only making one great run, and that's that moonshot we took last night. So it was a good baseline run for us for tomorrow. And we're going to take them one at a time and, you know, see how it goes. But I'm hoping that there's plenty more of these green hats, because I want to give all the CHP guys that have been hanging around with us this weekend, I want to hopefully give each one of them a green hat. And with a little luck, give them a yellow hat at the end of the day.
Questions from the media, Elliot?
So I've been going over these conditions out there. You were in Colorado last time around, and that's like a mile high, and now you're back down at close to sea level. Is that a huge adjustment for your crew and for you as a driver?
Yeah, that's what makes this Western swing so grueling, you know. We race four in a row from time to time throughout the season, but I honestly think it's more work and more preparation to go to these three races in a row, the Western swing, because of Denver, you have to change everything, okay? Everything. Your spare engines have to be changed. Now you get done with there, you've got to get everything put back to a sea level tune-up. I think it's almost 2,000 miles. You know, you drive California, and then we go on up to Seattle, another racetrack where you have great air, lots of trees, a lot of oxygen. But and then we're based in Indianapolis, so after Seattle, they have a big long hike back to Brownsburg, Indiana, to get ready for the next race. And these guys earn their money, and what's cool is to start out that Western swing with a win and get some momentum, get everybody's attitude, you know, up on a high. I mean, they couldn't wait to roll in here to Sonoma and get set up and get out here on this racetrack.
Any other questions? Elliot, are you good?
Well, how's your confidence level? You sound like you're ready to roll.
I am. This is the third number one I've had this year. Both previous number ones, we've dropped a cylinder first round and lost. So we're going to turn that around tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.